wish this was such a
On a Thursday night, a dozen students cram into a small office in Hagerty Hall. This is a monthly meeting for a group of DACA students who are enrolled at The Ohio State University. They were all born in different countries, China, Brazil, Mexico. But as young children, their parents brought them to live in the U.S.
How's everybody hanging on?
All right. Good. How about you?
Right now, these students have temporary status to live and work here legally. But President-elect Donald Trump has said once he enters office, he will end the DACA program and deport some 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants. And that has DACA students, like Jessica Camacho, worried.
Like, this is the only place I've ever been able to call home. This is the place I've grew up in and felt safe at. And after the elections, it no longer felt like home.
Camacho is not alone. The Migration Policy Institute estimates that some 28,000 undocumented immigrants reside in Franklin County. And that's compelled Columbus residents to start a petition, demanding that this city become a sanctuary city. So what exactly is a sanctuary city? Ned Hill, a professor of public affairs at OSU, says it's essentially a political statement.
Against nativism, it's a political statement that we're a city that welcomes newcomers.
There are at least 300 such cities. Hill says the policies that define a sanctuary city vary. It can be as simple as a statement made by city officials. Immigrants are welcome here. In the case of cities like San Francisco, officials have prohibited police from enforcing federal immigration law, such as participating in raids or sharing a person's immigration status with Immigration Customs and Enforcement, or ICE. Hill says, on the one hand, this is a very clear violation of U.S. immigration policy, but deportations tear families apart.
When you have the absence of policy and we've had an absence of a real conversation about migration policy, you're going to end up with a mess. Congratulations, we're there.
This week, City Council heard pleas to designate Columbus a sanctuary city. And Columbus's petition has gathered some 2,000 signatures. But in the end, it's up to the mayor to decide. Andrew Ginther did not say whether he would support the petition, only that the city will not support irresponsible and inhumane immigration policies. So as it stands, if Columbus police arrest an undocumented immigrant for violating the law, no matter how minor, their arrest information is shared with ICE. Franklin County Sheriff deputies and the Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers do the same. Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies that supports stricter immigration policy. She says communities who do not follow this procedure could face retributions.
The U.S. Congress passed a law that says no jurisdiction can in any way restrict communication or cooperation on federal immigration enforcement.
Vaughn says policies will soon be in place to deny these sanctuary cities access to grants from the Department of Justice. In addition, Donald Trump has said he will cut off even more federal funding. Vaughn says this is money few communities can afford to lose. Back on the OSU campus, last week, students at OSU joined countless other schools across the country, from Texas to California and Illinois, in petitioning their school's administration for a sanctuary campus. Among other things, Jessica Camacho says they demand the university not share student information with ICE or permit raids on campus.
We want the higher up admissions and our school to be the first step in saying that this is a safe space for undocumented students.
Federal law already prohibits schools share student information with a third party. So students in Hagerty Hall understand that a sanctuary campus is largely symbolic, but they agree having the recognition of their community is a starting point. Camacho says this is just the beginning.
DACA gave me a voice. DACA gave me power. It gave me the ability to learn how to fight, and I will not allow Donald Trump to take this away from me so easily.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.